When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a very special guest today. I feel like we're like, this is legit, guys.
Yes, we are.
We have Heather McDonald on the show.
Hello.
Her bio precedes her, so I was like, girl, I don't even know where to begin with all of this. So we're going to start with the most important thing.
Okay.
Heather, stand-up comedian extraordinaire.
Yes.
Podcast crushing it for 2.5 years called The Juicy Scoop.
Yes.
Does stand-up, as we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell us where we can find all this stuff eventually, like right now?
Yes. Well, sure. I mean, my podcast is just much like the show I was, people recognize me probably from Chelsea Lately, which I wrote and
produced.
I'm
going to do that last.
And appeared on for 7 years. But I missed when the show ended. That's what I love doing is just having an escapism and like joking. And so I talk about whatever's going on in pop culture, who's breaking up with whom, why I thought they broke up, you know, some of my favorite reality shows and, you know, that type of stuff. And then I have people come on too that I interview. But it's whatever is juicy. So whatever I think is a juicy scoop or something juicy and intriguing to talk about, that's my show.
And we can find the podcast everywhere you find podcasts.
Yes, of course.
So, and it's a Wondery podcast, but Apple, Store,
and
Google
it's free,
Play.
And it's every Tuesday and Thursday. And you can go all the way
Tuesday
back. I don't have
Thursday.
Anything behind a firewall or anything.
So normally we start the show with like personal anecdotes or what's going on and try to attach some sort of life lesson. But, I mean, so if you have one you'd like to share and we can find a life lesson in it, or you could tell us, like, what's the juicy scoop right now?
Well,
I saw Gigi Hadid just broke up with someone.
She just broke up with someone, but the other scoop that just came out.
Oh, my God.
Is that,
oh my God.
And I don't talk politics, but when it comes to divorce, I do. So Donald Jr. and his wife are supposedly getting divorced.
Really?
Just came out. He's the dark-haired one that has the 5 kids.
He has 5 kids?
Yes.
Wow.
And she's beautiful and blonde, and she has just not enjoyed this year.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine this has put so much stress on the entire family.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes.
Look, I am not down with the politics, obviously. And as a gay, ethnic female living in California, I mean, that goes without saying. But, you know, and like I've seen pictures of this. I hate this guy. I mean, I've seen pictures of him holding like an elephant tail. And I'm just like,
right.
You need to go straight to hell. Like, with that said, no one deserves to have their family fall apart. And I can imagine that the stress of this is just, oh my God, it's got to be insane. Like, well, I think you know, sometimes it's, oh, you bite off more than you can chew and you chew it. It's like, no, maybe you gag on it.
Yeah. And I mean, they all married into that family, Melania too.
Yeah.
When this was not, you know, going to happen. I mean, you know, if you were marrying into the Kennedys, what the Kennedys were.
Right.
You're married in the Trumps, you know what they were, but they weren't in the White House. Yeah. So it's like, I just think, we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see what happens. But that's some sad juice.
That is. I know the ending of like families break my heart. But like again.
But maybe they can make it work. I don't know.
You know what? And some things don't. Maybe he's an a-hole. Maybe it's good that she's getting out. You know, maybe that's the best thing. We don't know.
No marriage, you know what happens.
No, you don't.
And what one woman can put up with, another one can't.
You're absolutely right.
And it's different things. You know, everyone's like, you know, when you talk about someone's marriage, people are always like, I would not put up with that. You know, and it's like, all right, well, I am. So, like, just keep your judgy away, you know. If I look at the biggest picture, you know, like, I'm in it to win it. That's what I say. I've been married 17 years, so.
Oh, okay, so this is where we were doing a segment on another show that we were recording as you were walking in, and we were talking about, do you or do you not fart in front of your partner? Can you? Are you...
Oh, too much.
No, right?
No, they all, no, it, he does, totally.
He does. Not. Put up with that.
I know. I would not. No. You know what it is? Sometimes I'm just like, when there's all these things when I try to tell like younger people getting into relationships, I'm like, you got to kind of set it. And if you let it go and the farts and the laugh, then they're never going to stop. Okay. Same with your kids. And now I have two boys, 15 and 12.
Oh, wow. You have
teenagers. It's just like a farting thing. Like they're going to Mammoth and we have this small little one bedroom place in the West End. And I literally said, I will now I only want to go if I can have my own place. I'm getting my own studio to just escape the smelly feet and the fart action that happens after the altitude on the mountain. I cannot take it anymore.
I enjoy them
and I love them. And I'm like, should I make a big deal out of this? And then sometimes I'm just like, I almost feel like they want the reaction.
They do.
And so I just, yeah.
Okay.
And then the few times that I do fart and I'm accused of it, I'm like, yes, I did. Do you want to keep a graph? Like, I have nothing compared to you. So, yeah.
Juicy scoop. Heather McDonald moving out. Still married.
Yeah.
Getting own place for sanity.
Just on a Mammoth weekend. Just otherwise. Just has to have my own room.
Understood completely. Yes. I get it. So, what's the cool stuff that we should be watching right now? Or listening to? Or reading?
Oh, well, I just have not started
it. You're a pop culture icon.
But the book that I just got is... it's Janet Leigh and Jackie, and it's the whole story of Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy and her sister, Janet, and their mom, Leigh, or maybe no, Leigh is the sister, yeah. Janet's the mom, and how their mom was kind of one of these moms that sort of groomed them to marry rich. And I really find that so intriguing. Oh, also, moms that like teach their kids or their daughters how to like... give a really good blowjob.
What?
Moms? Yes.
What?
Like women that teach their daughters how to get a man.
Don't. Wait, huh?
Do you know what I'm trying? It exists.
No, yes.
No, you don't.
It exists.
No, you don't.
But you do know. Like women have told you their mothers taught them how to.
Like gone out of
mother-daughter relationships that, yes, they do that.
They're like, this is how you get a man. Yeah. And this is how you keep him.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Why are you so shocked? See, there's all different kinds of parenting.
Because I'm so busy teaching my daughter she doesn't need a man.
That's what my mom taught me.
My friend, whose
mother taught her how to give a good blowjob lives in a much larger house than mine.
See, they're just looking out for their daughters.
My
mom
was like, keep your leg shut the minute he gets a sex, he'll never call you again. Get an education. Have a job, you know?
Yes. Like, my daughter asked me why Melania was with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because she goes, Mommy, she's pretty. Why is she with him?
Wow.
And, I was like, well. And I said, you know how we talk? No, I said, we don't know them. But, like, if I had to guess, I said, you know how we talk about, like, you got to work hard for the things you want in life? I said, this is, you know, so that you can make your own choices. Money is freedom, honey. It's not happiness, but you don't have to stay with somebody you don't want to stay with. You don't have to rely on anybody for the things that you want or need other than, you know, love and care and like friendship that's elective. I don't know that it's elective for her to be with him at this point. And, you know, like I'm like, look, someone should contribute to your life. They don't need to make your life. Like they should contribute joy and happiness, make you feel good about yourself. But like, you shouldn't rely on them for food, shelter, this, that,
the
other.
Look, marrying well is still like the best game out there. Like, if you can do it.
Really?
I think for certain women.
No.
Yes. I'm not saying do it, but it exists.
But then you're relegated.
You see it. You see it. It's like Erica Jane. Do you know who Erica Jane is?
No.
On The Real House of Beverly Hills.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't watch those shows, and here's
why. Well, let me tell you about Erica Jane.
Tell me about. Okay.
That's exactly what you're talking
about. Because, like, I felt like that show.
She says, you know what?
It's just.
And so she.
But is it real or is it about. Because it's created by a person, in my opinion, that hates women.
Who? The Bravo show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I find that it's like created by someone that hates women.
But you know what? The show evolved.
It's not about.
When it started, it was really like very documentary, kind of depressing.
Yes.
Sad. And
never,
you would watch the different groups.
Yes.
And then somewhere between like the third year and actually when they. When New Jersey joined, which was the third franchise, is when the table flipped and the ugliness started to happen. And they realized that is what gets people watching. It's just like, you said that and I didn't mean it. Ugh, I don't know. But
it's
still like to watch it because I like to imitate all the people. So I just like to. So this one woman,
so Erica Jane.
Jane.
Okay.
Who sounds just
Erica
like
Erica Jane came from Atlanta.
She does. Actually.
And she. Was trying to make it here in Hollywood, a single mother. I was a bar back at a fancy hotel. And Mr. Girardi, one of the most prominent attorneys in Beverly Hills, was my favorite customer. And he said to me, will you go out with me? And I said, for a Porsche. The next day, a set of Porsche keys slid against the bar. And that's who I've been with ever since.
No.
After 10 years of being Mrs. Girardi, I decided I'd like to be Erica Jane. And I found a glam squad, and I started to write music, and he spent a lot of money on it, and I became Erica Jane. And then she would go and do these shows, which literally you would pay to do, obviously. She wasn't making money at some gay club. Now she is got a book and all this other stuff, but she talks about her life, and it's just kind of like, but she'll say, you know, well, I worked really hard, but okay. Like, I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe catering to your husband for 10 years was really hard work. I don't know. But that can't compare to act. And then she was talking about her books. And she goes, I wrote a whole chapter. Well, I didn't. My ghostwriter did.
No.
About money. Oh, and God. It's cute. It's about money because everything costs money. It's expensive to me. And then she's like, you know, if you want to do a video, that costs money. If you want to perform, that costs money. If you want to have a costume, that costs money. If you want to have a glam squad, that costs money. If you want to go on tour, that costs money. I'm like, yeah, but there's some people actually that do really well. And then someone pays for them to perform.
Wow.
See, Lisa Vanderpump is my favorite.
Well, thank you.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh, my God.
You know, darling. You know, darling, Ken and I just adopted 18 more puppies.
Oh, my gosh. I don't judge anyone. It's like if that floats your boat, makes you happy, you and your significant other, awesome. I just feel like personally, I would be looking at that person every day and hating their guts. One way or the other, whether I was footing the bill or whether I was having to get the suck. It's like, never mind. I wouldn't want it either way.
Spend the money.
Yeah.
Or you really.
That'd be hard for me.
Or you do love it. And maybe you're not boning every night, but maybe you don't really care to. I mean, there's a lot of women that don't, or men that lose their mojo. And then some people are super passionate their whole lives. And there's couples that are always touching each other. And there's couples that are like doing it occasionally, but they're not all over each other. And they're like, but they're happy and they're friends.
They do seem like
a happy different
couple on the show anyway. I mean,
yeah, everybody's different.
When we come back, we want to ask you, we're going to do a would you rather, and we want to hear your success regimen, health and beauty regimen, because you look pretty damn good. You take care of yourself, girl.
I would be happy to talk about that as I eat the jalapeno honey popcorn.
Hey, it's organic. Is this organic? It's organic. All right, we'll be right back.
About it.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, guys, are you looking for the perfect bra? And you might think no, but I bet you are when you put that t-shirt on and you've got spillage or gaping. No bueno. Well, Third Love has 60 different sizes. They've got half cup sizes. Never heard of that? That's because they're the only ones that do it. That's right. And to find the perfect bra you've been waiting for all your life, all you got to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes about 60 seconds. You can do it all from the comfort of your home, people. That's right. And they're offering my listeners 15% off their first order. So this year, make the change. The change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra. And as I said, they're going to give you 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Did I mention they're super comfortable? Did I mention they look great under your clothes? thirdlove.com/Jillian. 15% off for a order. Let's talk about your underwear for a second. What kind do you wear? Thong? Boy shorts? briefs. This is a little too personal, maybe. Well, the bottom line is, we're talking about a company called MeUndies. And I bring it up because they have all different styles of undies with all different kinds of cool prints and graphics and designs. And they're quite fun and very adventurous, I have to say. They even have limited edition patterns. That's right, people. And they use lensing micromodal, whatever the heck that is, in their underwear. But whatever it means, it's sustainably sourced. And I can tell you that they're really soft and cozy. Creepy, I know, too much information, but I'm just saying. So check this out, guys. MeUndies has an exclusive offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. MeUndies is so sure you're going to love their underwear, they're going to offer you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love your first pair, they'll give you a full refund. It's a no-brainer. 20% off a pair of the most comfortable, cool undies you'll ever put on. So to get your 20% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Jillian. That's MeUndies.com/Jillian. Okay, we are back with Heather McDonald from the Juicy Scoop. At Juicy Scoop podcast. Let me make sure everybody knows.
Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Oh, that's the full name.
Juicy Scoop. Thank you. Well, I'm going to be a guest on that, just so you guys know. Look, you're a very successful individual, and you're also quite healthy, or at least you appear to be from the outside. You're like, I go outside and I do rails chain smoke. And I wanted to ask you, you know, our listeners tend to be people that are just trying to be better, right? We all are trying to be better in all facets of our lives, trying to grow, trying to progress. And when I meet people like yourself who have reached a real level of success, I mean, producing, starring on major hit television shows is a really big deal, right? It's a huge pinnacle of success that a gazillion people would love to hit. What do you think are the top three qualities you have that allowed you to get to that place in your career, other than your talent, right? Because, you know, we can't all be brilliant comedians, but what patience, determination, what do you think it is?
Well, I think, you know, when you're starting out as an actress and a comedian and you're not making money and you can't even get someone to come to your show to possibly sign you, you can't even get an agent. I just, when I was single and dating, I just remember like there'd be guys that were, you know, and it was pretty unusual to be a female comic at that time.
Right.
And guys would be like, well, I mean, like, how long are you going to give it? And I just tell people that that's an awful thing because there should be no time limit on it. As long as the process is enjoyable for you. And I love the process. There will be little baby steps and there'd be steps back. But like the excitement of even hearing I have an audition the next day was like my whole mood would change.
Wow.
So I think
passion.
Exactly. Having passion and really liking what you're doing. But then also, I didn't go for it right away. Like I didn't major in it when I was at USC or anything.
Why?
Because growing up in L.A., I was quite jaded.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You like, six-year-old kids were like, well, a lot of pilots don't get picked up. Good luck, sugar. Like, just people, like, just harsh, you know? And I was like, well, my parents are paying for USC. I don't want to be, I don't want to be a waitress at 27 with a $100,000 degree, you know? Like, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to do, like, business, and I'll be, like, a businesswoman or whatever. And then, and in those days, if you saw kids at school that had a pager, they were not drug dealers. They were actors. And every time I saw someone with a pager, I was like, Heather, you are not doing what you're doing. And then there was part of me that I have a relationship with God and I'm raised Catholic. I was like, you know, not everybody can do what I do. And I'm ignoring this talent.
So you knew you were talented.
Yeah. Like I knew I could do impressions and I knew I could make people laugh.
Right.
You know, the process of making that successful is a very hard thing to do and you know, have people see you and, you know, this is what's in now and you're not in. And
right.
I was never grungy. I was always a sorority girl. So I never fit like the alt seed and, you know, and it always changes what's in, you
it
know.
It sure does.
So
yeah,
it was just a matter of like enjoying it. And I think just enjoying the process and being authentic, which is the biggest thing when you're an artist, whatever that art is, but definitely being a stand-up comic. I oftentimes see younger female comedians that always just keep going for the thing that they think is hot right now. Like, I'm a drunk alcoholic. I'm a big old slut. I slept with a homeless man on the way to this gig. No, you didn't. No, you did not sleep with a homeless man on the way to the gig. So, like, tell me something else that's interesting, you know? So that's my advice, like, to anybody. Like, are your parents immigrants? You know, like, that you had an experience in your home that nobody else had. you know, whatever your, no matter what your situation is, your situation is unique. So as long as you can convey it in an interesting way,
right,
you know, that's what makes a successful comic.
I hear that, though, whether you're talking to a musician who's right. like, I tried to make the music this way, and right. it was a disaster, and then I did it my way, and then they're a huge success, whether it's Macklemore or, I mean, there's all kinds of stories like that.
And I think selling TV shows, too. Like, I've sold shows based on my life, and once when I was 30 to CBS, and it was about a girl who was single living with my – because I have crazy siblings and my parents were in real estate. We sold that show. And in the process, they're like, I wanted these characters of my brothers because they're like ridiculous. And they're like, well, I mean, they're kind of old. I'm like, well, they're 40, you know. Well, I mean, that I just don't think that's funny that, you know, a middle-aged person is living at home. I go, that's what makes it funny. If you make him 18, it's not funny. It's funny because he's 40. That's what's funny.
Right.
You know, but then again, I was like – oh, well, my deal says even if I'm not in it, I'm going to get so much of a producer fee. So who cares, you know? But those things just never go. They never work. The shows that work are the Everyone Loves Raymond and Roseanne and things that are all come together. But everybody does it. You go through it and then you get to a certain point. You're like, well, just tell me what they want. So sometimes you get to a certain point in your career and now it's like, I of course, like I want to be on TV and all that stuff. But I worked so hard on selling those shows and then I thought, no, I guess it's time to do a podcast, you know, like every other loser. That's what I started to do it. And it was like the surprise in my career because
it's your own platform.
For roughly 3 hours a week, I just say everything. I mean, there isn't one like secret that I'm holding on to.
And you don't compromise.
Yeah. And then
no one tells you what to do.
Yeah. And then people see you and they know, you know, they know you so well that then every joke is funnier and everything. And so it's like people would go, Why is it like that? You know, why is comedy against women? I go, well, let me just tell you something. It's subjective. So me, I liked Joan Rivers better than Johnny Carson. Okay. Right. I liked Roseanne. I liked the people I could be relate to as a woman. That's fine. That's fair. But if every executive is a white Jewish male and they see eight people performing that night, they're going to be like, the guy that told the bar mitzvah story was the funniest one. That was just like my home. So you can't blame that executive for then wanting to cultivate that. And my Catholic sorority story is like, you know, right. over, even though there's a lot of other women that and people that would like that story, it's like,
they don't get it.
Yeah. So I think that's why it's so good that finally, like, we're becoming aware of.
Right.
Okay.
We have a choice. I know. Should we do a few would you rather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Throw a few in there. I mean, all I can tell you is Heather's fit. Anything particular?
Oh, for my? Well,
and I was like, because you look
well,
great.
I
was like, we should tell people what her regimen is, but because it's sort of what we're supposed to do.
I'm not athletic.
Then how do you stay in shape?
I have I would always like kind of like work out, have it go to a gym, but I never was good about it until about 5 years ago when I met this mom at my school who was a personal trainer. And I said, I hate cardio. I said, but if you come to my house in the morning, I'll do whatever for like 30 minutes a day right after drop off. But one thing that I've been doing a little bit that I wanted to ask you about is, because someone told me, is when you like stop eating at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. and then you don't eat until like 10 a.m. the next morning. You do the 16-hour.
16 is really long for me. I can't do it. I have a really hard time doing 12. And the benefits to it with regard to weight, theoretically, is that I can only tell you that weight is about calories. Intermittent fasting can affect health. Because it gives your cells a chance to repair and do some housekeeping and what have you, because it's not focused on digesting and processing blood sugar and what have you. So a 12-hour period I have found is a challenge, but I can fight through to do it. And I'll stop eating at like 7, and then I'll start eating again at like 7, and I can do that. 5 to 10, I can't. I personally can't make it. I feel like I'm going
to kill
someone. I
can do like 7 to like 9.
That's more than enough.
That's like
that is more than enough. And when it comes to weight, it's about how much you're eating.
Right.
And late night eating is associated with second dinner. So it's not like, oh, I had my dinner at 3 a.m. and that's what made me fat. That's not it. It's that you've probably eaten all day and then you're eating again. So you're adding another 400, 500 calories to the mix. The only thing you need to really think about before bed with eating is you really don't want carbs or fruits or sugars because they release more insulin. So things that are higher up on the glycemic index with or glycemic load index, which means they turn into sugar very quickly, like white bread versus whole grain bread. And there's a tremendous amount of sugar in them. So a high glycemic load is the quantity and the quality of sugar. High quantity, poor quality. And if you eat that before bed, you release a lot of insulin. You release most of your human growth hormone in that first period of sleep. Insulin drives HGH levels down. So that's why they say that kids who eat a lot of sugar, it stunts their growth. That's true. That's actually, there's truth to that.
Yeah. Mm.
So much insulin inhibits their HGH.
We have our own chickens.
So do we. We have chickens. Do you eat the chickens or the eggs?
No, we don't eat the chickens. They're lady chickens.
I keep trying to eat Heidi's chickens.
They're ladies' chickens. So we don't have, they can't get knocked up. So they just drop their eggs. And then, but it's so funny because when we got the chickens, which by the way, my husband went to some party and he met this guy. Shit. Who lived in Compton and had his own chickens. And he lived on the street where like everybody kind of like did this communal farming thing. So my husband's like, oh my God, I asked him all about it. I'm like, and you know, my husband's like cheap and stuff. So I'm like, so we're going to save money on the eggs. Like $5,000 later
That's
after
right.
building the coop.
I've lived through it, girl. I know.
But it is kind of fun.
Yep. And the feed and the chicken shit everywhere.
So the guy brought the chickens over and he goes, and then he's like, and then after a certain point, you know, they stop dropping eggs.
Yep.
And I go, well, then what do you do? He goes, then you eat the chickens.
Yep.
And my husband goes, oh, I guess that's where the spring chicken came away. I go, so they just kill them when they stop dropping eggs? Welcome to Hollywood.
Yep, that's it.
You know, it's just so, it's so dumb. I feel like I'm like. Like trying to be like, I love it when like rich people pretend to be farmers, and I'm not rich enough to pretend. It's like
neither
so dumb.
Are we per se, but yeah, no.
And the giant kids eat so much that I still have to go to Costco and get the eggs. And then I'm like, there's a few organic and then the white. And so then I'm like, well, I got to make 5 eggs for the two of them.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, do I mix it or do I just like save the organic ones for me? Cause who cares, right? And then I'm just like, this is just ridiculous.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay. Please. We're going to take a break because I have to run ads. Do you have to run ads? I got to run ads.
I love
ads.
It.
I got to pay the bills, girl.
What are you selling?
I don't know. What are we selling today?
Lots of things.
Jerry's going to tell me.
Okay.
So we'll be right back after we do our ads.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fish oil people, let's talk about it. Well, I've talked about it for a while, but let's talk about it a little bit more. I want to talk about a brand called Omax 3 Ultra Pure Supplements. So check this out. Fish oil, in fact, supplements for that matter, are not created equal, right? The quality is critical. Well, one of the best ways to check, other than reviews online, which can be misleading because people can pay for them, here's how you can really know if your fish oil is quality. Put it in the freezer. And if it gets all cloudy and gunky, it's no bueno. If it doesn't, it's high quality. And that's what will happen when you test Omax 3. So fish oil is great for your cognitive function, your heart health, actually your metabolism and your athletic performance in the gym, your joint support. I mean, it's, you know the benefits of healthy fats. I could go on and on. So remember, the quality of that omega-3 supplement is really important. So go to tryomax.com/Jillian today to get a box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure for free.
Try omax.com/Jillian to get your free box of Omax 3. I mean, make that cooler. Again, all you have to do is go to tryomax.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Heather.
Yes.
We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
All right. So I admittedly was going to have you answer caller questions, but I've decided that this is going to be way more fun.
Okay.
So you said you're down for a little game of would you rather.
Sure.
All right. Would you? We don't take turns, Sin. You could do it. Think of your question.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather give up sex or give up alcohol?
Oh, my God. I think at this point in my life, I'd give up the sex. Because the alcohol, if you drink enough alcohol, you just fall asleep and you just have a horny dream and you wake up pretty satisfied.
Fair enough. Yes. I like it.
That's one thing about my diet. I really do enjoy alcohol, wine especially.
Red wine?
Both. Red. I know Chardonnay is not as good as the red.
Yeah, it doesn't have the resveratrol.
But I really do love, I kind of just like love how it complements food and also like stemware. And like, you know, like I like a champagne at a certain time and a Chardonnay by the beach, like at a seafood restaurant. I like a red with an Italian thing.
I get that.
A rainy day, you want a red. Like it has to be in the, like I like different glasses for different things. I don't like that every, you know.
She's not talking about sex positions. We're talking about stemware.
I don't like that.
She's serious.
I don't like the kitschy places now, like have it just in like a tumbler.
Hipster places.
I like a stem. I like, give me, sometimes I'm like, you don't have a regular glass with a guy with like the, you know, crazy 1800s mustache. I'm like, seriously, dude?
Why?
But I do like those same bartenders that do like exciting, like,
Jay,
this is mixed with rosemary.
Jeremy knows how to do stuff like that.
Yes, I like that. Where there's like lavender in the cocktail and rosemary. Yes.
That's my thing.
Crushed mint. And like, I like an exciting cocktail like that too.
I'll have to make you a cocktail one day.
I like that too.
Yeah,
so I'm
think
very
you should
into
bring
it.
Them into the studio next
time. Yeah, we need to do that next time.
Hello?
But then we'll have to make Heather come all the way back.
That was a hard one, but yes.
All right, Sin. I got another one.
Would you rather go on a vacation where you're walking around a city and getting to know things and learn things, or where you're lying on the beach?
Lying on the beach every day. I don't need to learn anything. I don't even need to leave America.
I think I kind of knew this would be your answer.
Okay. This is tough.
Yes.
You have to answer honestly. Would you rather be poor but help people and do a tremendous amount of good, or become incredibly rich but hurt people and be an asshole?
Well, because I do believe in the afterlife.
Okay.
I'm going to be like Jesus and be poor and help others.
And then maybe somebody will be so impressed, they'll give you a lot of money.
No, that's a fantasy.
Or I have my own channel, like Scientology, my own TV channel.
They have their own TV
channel. They're getting
have no idea how many ads I heard just on the way here to watch them on their own TV channel.
Yeah, they just got it.
Yes.
It's frightening.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
That's one way to get it.
Would you rather watch the Scientology channel? Or
what? Tell me.
Or never watch TV again.
Oh, that was good. You stole my... I was going to go social media. You never
Can I just watch Scientology for an hour? Or is that the only TV I have access to?
Only TV.
Oh, then no TV again.
Okay. I thought so.
Because I do know how to read, so it's okay.
Would you rather be homeless in a big city, or would you rather have a little cabin, but miles and miles and miles away from civilization?
Homeless in the big city, because they're building condos for $1 billion down in L.A., where each person's going to get like a condo of their own.
She's researched this one.
No, I know all about the homeless problem and how they're attempting to fix it.
This is the Jesus part of you?
Yes. Okay. If I can have the condo right next door to the Ritz-Carlton.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it's happening. They have to do something. So they're figuring it out. But in the process of it, because sometimes my husband will be like, why don't we, you know, you can't just take a bunch of people that are most likely mentally ill, okay?
Okay.
And say, hey, why don't you all go move to this less expensive area and we'll make a little home there. You can't do that. They want to be there. So you got it. But so if you want to get them off the streets and live a safer life, the only other way is to build brand new facilities, which is, it's going to end up being nice for a while.
For a while.
For a while. Then they'll start doing their drugs and everything. You know, like, then they'll get sad. Oh, no. I want to fix the homeless problem. Maybe if I was one, I could organize some
stuff.
She would
do it from the inside. Yes. You could do this from the inside. I think this game has, you have another career path ahead of you.
Okay. Would you rather live 1,000 years or 10 separate 100-year lives?
Oh, so I'm different people or yes. A different sex is everything.
10 separate lives.
I'm like human every time.
Yeah.
Not like a lizard or something.
Okay, sorry. Yes.
Or a chicken.
You're human.
But if you have 1,000 years. When I'm living 1,000 years, do I look the same?
Yeah, you're a vampire, I guess. Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. You look the same.
I look, so I'm like this age, but for 1,000 years.
Yeah, you could stay like this for 1,000 years. Or
going forward or going back? Like,
forward.
I think I'd rather do the 100-year thing.
10 100-year lives.
Yes.
Why?
Because it would be very exciting. Like, I was just driving down here, I was like thinking about my college days. I'm like, I wish I could just step on campus and have it be like 1995 again. What, that would be so cool to see what it was like. Like, it would just be kind of cool, like, not just watching a movie, actually like being in it of a different time or a different era. But also all those inconveniences would be so hard.
Yeah, I was like, childhood again, pass.
Yeah, or like if you're like in the Roman times and they're like,
right, girl.
How long it took to fill a bathtub. You're like, oh.
Exactly.
Everyone smelled. Do you imagine the BO situation that must have happened?
The worst. Mm. I've been reading this book again because I haven't read in years. And it's called Tropic of Cancer.
Yeah.
And all he does is talk about lice and louse and venereal disease. And I was like, Jesus, it was
It was horrible. And like so many people died. Like if you had like 5 kids, like at least half or, you know, died like as children. Like how sad that must have been.
See? Anything
right,
could happen.
The 1,000-year change
my mind. Girl,
we're
good.
Just be in the future. Just more conveniences.
We just want to like, maintain our blessings. I seriously think I pray every day when I look at the state of the world. I'm like, God, I hope there's no such thing as reincarnation. Because I got lucky this time when we spun the wheel.
Yeah.
It could be so, oh my gosh, it could be so much worse.
Well, and if you live 1,000 years and you save stuff from like now,
yeah,
you can sell it.
Yes, then you'll
for
be loaded
so later.
You'll be rich.
It'll be an antique.
Yes.
A relic.
Think about, I love the way we talked her out of her answer.
Yes.
It just wasn't a good enough.
I think I would have went with the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. A couple more. Do we have time?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
All
right. Would you rather be infamous, but infamous throughout history, or completely unknown, forgotten, and insignificant?
I think infamous.
Whoa. I like it.
I mean,
Genghis Khan.
Not in an OJ kind of way, but like, you know, like something else. Something infamous enough that it makes it fun to go to Target, you know, have someone approach you. I like that.
Can't be like... Not a sex tape infamous.
Right. Like just something kind of like.
Oh, infamous is like for a lifetime. You're like in Genghis Khan territory.
Oh, well, I still am going to say that. Then at least that's an exciting life.
I'd still go to Target. No. All right. I like. Okay. So infamous.
I'm going to choose that. Yes.
I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. Although, you know, you may have to hurt if you got to hurt of. You got to. What if. Well. I mean, that serial killer lady from Monster, she's infamous, and she killed, didn't she kill
Aileen
like,
Marnus.
Yeah, and she killed like assholes, didn't she?
Well, yes, she killed the people that were, you know.
Her Johns.
Yeah.
But not all of them were assholes. I mean, some of them, we don't know that, you know, one guy's wife was mean and hadn't given him any sex for 20 years, and he just wanted to buy a prostitute for the night. The one in the movie, she killed a couple guys that weren't like hitting her or anything. They were just... happened to just be like trying to get laid.
She was deeply disturbed.
Yeah, she wasn't just killing only the mean ones.
Okay, last one. All right. Would you rather be able to read people's minds or be able to read?
Mm. Oh, definitely be able to read. Really? I don't think you want to know what everybody's thinking about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That could really hurt some.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note.
Okay, do you ever have your own thoughts if, like, you're hearing everyone else's thoughts, you know?
That's true. And then Jeremy would know what I think about him. He'd probably sue me.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably so.
Heather, thank you so much, man. You've been awesome. For all things, you want Heather McDonald.
So, yes. So, my Juicy Twitter Scoop. And Instagram is at Heather McDonald. And my podcast is Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald.
I see. I was going to say Juicy Scoop.
We've got 225 episodes up. You can go listen to any of them. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, totally free. Just
how
subscribe.
Do we find out, by the way, if we want to see you live?
So, I post about it all the time, but my website is heathermcdonald.net.
Got it. HeatherMcDonald.net.
So Someone McDonald took
HeatherMcDonald
for me.
M-C.
It's like the hamburgers. M little C. By the way, I like McDonald's, and I love their new menu, and I think that they're I find a lot of healthy options.
Cut that out of the show. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay, guys. A lot of you guys know I'm a partner in a company called Thrive Market. Or an investor, rather. And what they do is they deliver healthy foods, healthy beauty products, healthy cleaning supplies right to your door, either significantly discounted or wholesale. And they are offering our listeners, my listeners, you guys, a little deal here. They're going to give you $60 off free groceries and free shipping and a 30-day trial to Thrive Market. So all you got to do is go to thrivemarket.com, exactly how it sounds, and they're going to give you $60 off free organic groceries and free shipping. 30-day trial. You have nothing to lose. Check it out.